This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to eHealth Radio, brought to you by eDrugstore.md. Today, we are with founder of Intersections Match, Jasvina Ahluwalia. Intersections Match is the only national elite personalized service for singles of South Asian descent. Jasvina, welcome to eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here sharing with your listeners today.
Yeah, well, ours as well. Jasvina, what are some ways for both men and women to increase the chances of meeting that someone?
You know, importantly, relationship-minded singles should be as proactive as possible in the relationship arena of their lives. Just as in other areas of life where they've achieved their goals, both men and women should make sure to align their actions with their goal of finding a partner. Now, here's some suggestions for concrete actions both men and women can take. First, cast a wider net. What I mean by that is just be as open-minded to prospective partners beyond the type to which you may currently be restricting yourself. I always encourage people to prioritize their essentials, must-haves in terms of a partner, and then be as flexible as possible to areas outside of those essentials. Second concrete action really is let everyone in your life know that you're completely open to being introduced. You know, it's interesting. Many people will not volunteer introductions unless they know that you're enthusiastic to receive them. And, you know, if and when you do get an introduction, remember to graciously thank the person who set you up, regardless of the outcome. And then apart from one-on-one setups, you know, why not throw a party with friends where all the guests show up with an ex or platonic friend of the opposite sex? This is another great way to meet eligible singles and to do so in a group setting. Third concrete action is, you know, attend events where you would expect to meet the kinds of men or women you'd like to meet. So if you're seeking an intellectual partner, consider book readings, classes, you know, membership with organizations such as maybe, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations or the Commonwealth Club. If you're seeking an athletic partner, consider team sports. And if you do that, make sure to keep your schedule open for those after-practice drinks or dinners. And, you know, likewise, if you're seeking a civic-minded partner, consider volunteering with an organization that you care about. Another way, reflect on how you've approached online dating. Consider whether you've strategically selected appropriate sites and create a thoughtful and welcoming profile that really reveals your authentic and unique self. You know, make sure to post pictures that are accurate representations of the best version of yourself. And, you know, I always suggest meeting folks in person instead of getting caught up in endless email, phone, text communications before meeting. And, of course, I have to mention, consider matchmakers and or dating services to increase your possibilities. And very importantly, maintain a positive attitude and view each date as an adventure. But be sure to also allow yourself downtime from dating if you start to feel like you really need it.
What was the inspiration for creating Intersections Match?
Well, you know, as an Indian American born and raised in the U.S., with an understanding of the successful blending of Indian and American cultures, I knew there was a need for someone in the South Asian community nationwide who could relate firsthand to those challenges of juggling professional, social, and personal demands. And, you know, as a result of my personal experiences searching for a life partner as a practicing lawyer, I believe there'd be a demand for a personalized service to, you know, to really assist selective young professionals navigate what I believe is one of the most important life decisions one ever makes. And, you know, despite that great demand among South Asian professionals for, you know, what I believe to be a personalized introduction service, there really was no one meeting that need. And, you know, given my personal, professional, and cultural background and experiences, I really felt that I was in a unique position to provide value to clients. And, you know, importantly, our clientele tends to be mainstream men and women of South Asian descent, many of whom are open and interested in meeting non-South Asians as well as other South Asians. You know, as such, we welcome all commitment-minded men and women, regardless of ethnicity, to register for free in our confidential and free database on our website, which I'll mention is www.intersectionsmatch.com.
How is the service Intersections Match offers different from online dating?
You know, we're not an online service. You know, we provide a specially designed service which differs from online dating. Our service involves a highly personalized, feedback-centric process. So before a client meets any matches, I learn our client's needs, wants, values, priorities, lifestyle, personality, and background via an extensive and interactive personal consultation. Our personalized service is specifically designed to take over the time-consuming task of screening so that our clients are able to really strategically spend their limited time and energies focusing on matches with real potential. You know, in addition, we don't limit our search plan clients to meeting other intersections clients exclusively. You know, the idea is to exponentially expand our selective clients' universe of potential matches. So along those lines, matches come, you know, from our exclusive search plan client base, our pool of standalone personal consultees, the register for free database I mentioned earlier, you know, events we and our nationwide scouts attend throughout the country, our relationships with matchmakers throughout the country, and customized personal ads that we run in, you know, a variety of upscale publications throughout the country, as well as, of course, our everyday lives, including, you know, various professional, cultural, social, and charitable organizations. You know, each match is pre-screened, and a criminal background check is run before any introductions are made. And that's, in a nutshell, how we are different from online dating. You know, that said, our dating coaching services do include helping online daters be more effective with their online profiles and communication. And, you know, I believe online dating is a great avenue to explore as well as others.
Today we are with the founder of InterSectionsMatch.com, Jasbina Ahluwalia, here on eHealth Radio. What's your advice for our successful female listeners on the dating scene who may be concerned about intimidating men?
Intimidating men. So, interestingly, I hear this concern about intimidating men quite often. And, you know, I think it's time for a mindset shift. You know, I'd like to encourage your successful female listeners to constantly consider their educational and professional accomplishments as assets in the whole dating world as opposed to liabilities. And, you know, to help your successful female listeners get there, I'd like to share some statistics I think they'll find reassuring. So nearly half of all single women believe their professional success is intimidating to the men they meet. You know, however, a 2005 article in the American Journal of Sociology, this is based on a study of interpersonal relationships in 60 communities nationwide, concluded that women in positions of power are actually sexier to men than women in less powerful positions. According to research by a scholar named Christine Whelan, who is an Oxford-educated scholar of social history and author of a book entitled Mary Smart, The Intelligent Woman's Guide to True Love, she found that as many as 71% of high-achieving men said a woman's educational or career success makes her more desirable as a wife. Another high number, as many as 92% of men who describe themselves as either very successful or successful, say they're more attracted to women who are successful in their careers. Another interesting statistic, as many as 89% of high-achieving men say they'd like to marry or have already married a woman who is as or more intelligent than they are. And last statistic, as many as 68% of single high-achieving men report that they'd like to marry a woman who is as committed to her career as they are to theirs. Now, are some guys turned off or intimidated by successful women? Absolutely. So successful women should just not waste their valuable time with those guys. It's not a right fit for them. You know, given these statistics I mentioned earlier, there are many guys out there who will view their accomplishments favorably. The good news is that it is a myth that men are generally turned off by successful women. The bad news is that this myth can insidiously become a self-fulfilling prophecy for, you know, successful women who believe it to be true. So now by buying into this myth, some successful women can be their own worst detractors in dating. If men were generally turned off by women's success, there really wouldn't be much that women with high educational and or, you know, professional aspirations could do apart from, you know, lowering their standards for themselves. I encourage women, successful women, to consider the possibility that successful women who become anxious about turning men off may give off negative or desperate vibes, and that those women's own attitude, rather than success, may be what's actually repelling men. Given that our attitudes as successful women are under our control, we can do something about them. So here are some, again, some concrete things that, you know, I believe successful women can do. One, let men know what you do in a confident and not arrogant manner. Transition into discussions about non-work-related topics and interests. Ask men what they do, both professionally and for fun. And actively listen and show interest in the guys' responses. And, you know, finally, make time in your busy life for guys so they know they'll be a priority and not always take a second seat to your career. You know, finally, I think that successful women should keep in mind that certain demeanors or traits that may be perceived in a positive light in certain professional settings, and as a former lawyer, I appreciate this, may be perceived in a negative light in personal relationships. You know, examples include being particularly non-conciliatory and hard-driving. So there hopefully are some hopeful and empowering suggestions for your successful female listeners.
Very, very good suggestions indeed. Does Intersections Match focus exclusively on working one-on-one with clients?
You know, not at all. The mission of Intersections, which is holistic and broader than personalized introductions, includes thought leadership, really spearheading a dialogue on our relationships and health and wellness. You know, in my opinion, each of which contribute to meaningful and fulfilling lives. So to further this mission, I moderate in-person and teleconference relationship question and answer sessions with various organizations throughout the country. I write relationship columns in various publications throughout the country, as well as host Intersections Match Talk Radio, where I interview experts and published authors in the fields of relationships and health and wellness.
Jasbina, where can our listeners find you online?
Find us at www.intersectionsmatch.com.
In conclusion, Jasbina, what can you leave us in form of a tip or advice for our listening audience?
So echoing what I mentioned earlier about prioritizing your essentials or must-haves in terms of a partner, and then being as flexible as possible outside of those essentials, you know, I think one of the best tips I can leave you with is that I encourage people to be open to the possibility that their partner may very well come in an unexpected package.
Jasbina, thanks so much for being on the program and with us on eHealth Radio.
Eric, it was a pleasure. Thanks so much.
That was the founder of Intersections Match, Jasbina Ahluwalia. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio, brought to you by eDrugstore.md. We thank you for listening to this relationship dating channel. Until next time, enjoy.